Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you was when you are Uganda.
Praise Jesus, my brethren.
I'm
going to request you add God a mighty hand clap.
Oyo landlord wo bulambu wo.
He the landlord of your life.
Omusasura tendo.
You pay him the praise. Yes.
He landlord.
He's the landlord.
Kutwaya tunamba Filiponga tugamba.
We confess Philippians.
Yesu ye mokama.
That Jesus is Lord.
Kwategeza.
We mean.
He landlord wo bulambu wo.
He's the landlord of our lives. If it's a house.
Tumusasura
motendo. We pay him the praise. Even worship him.
Nomugurumiza.
And to glorify him.
Mokama wo bulambu.
The Lord of life. Lord who created our bodies. The house of our spirit. It's Lord. The Lord of house of your spirit. The Lord of your body.
He
bought you with the precious. If it's a house of
pesto. You
cannot buy it even just rent it. Payment. It's the praise. To praise him. To worship him. To lift him. To glorify him.
And
alone you can do. That has been expensive.
It's
of the Holy Spirit alone.
As
I say, the first calendar
3,
verse 16,
up
to 19.
You know
your temples of God.
You
the Lord of our house.
Our
God is set for
prayer.
You know that one?
The
as we grow in this one, we want to
grow
the one in heaven.
The
house eternally. Lord of it, the Lord of hosts, we pay him praise. We
pay him.
Yes. Every day as you pray and as you worship, whether you're moving out there and the praise is from you, you glorify God. Remember you confess Jesus Lord. You meant that
it's
the landlord of your life. You are a tenant and the payment you pay praise is the landlord of your body. Don't know how bones grow in the womb. But the landlord of your body, the house of your spirit, you are a tenant, you pay him praise.
He's
the landlord of the heavenly body. Don't know how it is made. It's very expensive. It had died.
And redeemed
us with the blood.
Bought
us with the value not suit of blood speak better words. We remain to pay praise.
But
we could not pay that price. You can sit down. We could not pay. And he told us that people are created for myself, that they show my praise. We
did
not pay him
when
he created. It's very precious. It's very precious to be created.
n'omuzungu kimulemye
even the whites it's failed them
okugunja kuokunja
in their much schemings yes
okutonda ombiri nacho kizibu kimuzibuwali
the body it's hardened them yes
kali twaiti tulinacha kusasula
we had nothing to pay
na tugamba
and he told us
musasule mwetendo lokusinza
praise and the worship
china mara
it will be enough.
Have
you understood well? Yes. If you decide to worship as your body, everywhere you are, whether we are here, we've gathered, that's the only payment you can make. And you pay God for creating you. And you prove to him his Lord. Landlord worthy to be paid. You know, most we confess Jesus is Lord. But
we
don't go far where it goes. And we just hear in Philippians, he
says,
every tongue and every name,
you can't
confess Jesus is Lord. Yes. Why?
He
is one who owns our lives.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
So we thank the Lord.
He
us who always teach us to profit. And he show us the way we have to go. And he leads us. Him, God who is like that. I love him. Do you love him? Do you love him? I love him. Don't only wish him for yourself. You love him. For the signs which prove you love him.
Said
in the Proverbs 8 verse 17. I love those who love me.
And
those who diligently seek him will see me. Said the sign prove that you love him. It is to seek for him. Proverbs 8 verse 17. If you cannot seek for him, then you do not love him. If you love someone, and they are in the village far off, you go look for them there.
Yes.
Yes, you know real love. And you love the person, that person. Like Pastor Shalom and Gloria Glory.
Gloria Glory
is deep in the village there. If you love her, what do?
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Even though Trump thinks that we love him, and we have to seek for him. But where do we seek him from?
Says that in Proverbs 16,
seek him in the book of the
Lord.
That we seek him in his book. And you read there. For none will lack its mates.
For the
mouth of the Lord you love spoke,
and the spirit gathered
concerns your beloved the living God. Now many who think they love God, they wish him for themselves, but they do not love him.
If
not taken a level of seeking him,
then
they know your love is filled of darkness. You know, he said in Jeremiah 29, verse 10 to 12, he said, when you seek for me, you will see me.
You know,
love these days, there are trickeries which fell in it.
There are
trickeries of love which ceased to be. In our years before,
what
do you say, Apostle? What are you saying? And people hide in the thickets and the flowers, we look for them there. They bring out the finger up like that. They signal to you. Remember those years? Now go say when you seek me, you will see me.
He
directs you where he is hidden himself.
I'm hidden here.
You remember those
gates.
All that is love. If you're able to understand the love of God,
he
included games and joy in the love. Yes. He says, see me.
You
analyze, perceive me with all your hearts. You know when you see your beloved, you know, God, are you well off? Let's see their checks. Now God
has
a way to think of love, causes the love. A way
of
putting the joy
and
the good games in it. But we failed on it.
He
had that hide and seek game. Sure. You come seek me out. And
you
find him and he gives you a better end than your beginning.
I don't know
that, Pastor Shalom. When you met her,
she
gave a better end. I speak to you, Gloria. When you met her,
she
gave a better end. Now we see journey of heavens.
Elizabeth.
You see the better end there. Praise Jesus much. Now we have to learn the love and to show the love towards God. Yeah. As we seek Him. All concern Him whether He's the one. He has not any problem with Him. Yes.
He
knows to hide Himself.
I'm not far from
each of you. I'm behind here. Yes. You've not read of him. In the Acts 17, verse 23, up to 28, that he put everyone in the bound where they are. We base their seat for him. We search for him. Not far from each one of us. He's just hidden around us.
If you read this
book, you see he's here.
He's
here, Lord. And he gives you joy.
Now,
that is his love. He's just hidden around there. After he says, Jeremiah 23, verse 23 to 27, he says, I'm not far from each one of you. Don't I feel heaven and
earth?
Seek me and he runs. Everlasting, he said, come here. Have you seen that game of love, field of joy? We
move by.
Now we fail to play this game. Even in eternal life, we fail in it. And serve God here. I feel heaven and earth. Seek for me here. I'm not far from each of you.
If
anyone who can hide from you, I see you.
If
someone is hit close there, I see you. Now if you fail to play this game, those who fail on it fall in hell. Yes. This waypoint, you'll reach it. Job 23 up to 24. I pass above the heavens. I see the heavens and earth. I am here. Come here, I give eternal life. Father, when shall we reach you there? No. Eternal life, it is to know me. And by son, I sent for you there. John 17, verse 3. And that game is very interesting. When you overcome, it gives you eternal life. When you fail on it,
it's
hell and eternal death in the lake of fire. It's a small game. Yes. Hiding and seeking.
When
you say it, much is said. Colossians, what has it
said?
Colossians 1 verse 12. Up to
15.
That son
is
my express image of me, the invisible. When you see him, John 14. Verse 6. Up to 7. Who has seen the son? Yes.
So
you may not see me well. Accept my reproofs. I pour my spirit on you. Because you understand my words. This game is very interesting. Though it has failed many. But even as we played that game, others were amateurs in it. Now you cannot see God in that way. You are the amateur in this game. Are we together? There are those who didn't know even how to hide, just mere hiding. They are amateurs. Instead, there's one who had to seek for us as we hear it. Don't know how to seek, they go a far distance. If you seek one hidden, don't go far. They may come kick a game and the God is resumed in the start again. Those who climb mountains.
You get the book, don't go far.
Get Bible, seek from there. Where are you hidden? Some of you never knew how. You go far to deep, yet there are some who rotate, take back the game aflesh. Don't climb mountains. Don't go to the valleys. Seek God right here. Are we together?
It's
a word of wisdom. It's worthy to be analyzed. Praise Jesus much. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman, and a Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. We love you all. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the Living God. We base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God and His glory to move rich unto you. God is a standard strategies of fulfilling His worldwide promised call from this year 2022 to base in the nation Uganda. Praise Jesus much. As we are still moving on,
this
is the sixth standard strategy of God, which is known as the harvesters of spirits. Take them from earth, take them back to heaven. Praise Jesus much. And these ones, they are here in the two heavenly governments on the earth. Praise Jesus much. And the first government,
it's
God's heavenly government on the earth, with the responsibility to see that things done in heaven, they are done on earth, that we can prepare for life in heaven. Praise Jesus much. And we also have the second government. God is government in the governments of the earth.
Or
call it the central government. God is government in the governments of the earth. Why it is called the central government? It's there to reconcile governments of the world with God's heavenly governments on the earth. Of the embassies known as the Holy Church of God on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And the other, to prove to governments of the world that God rules in their governments. 99%.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
we saw
the government is on
these two governments, the heavenly governments on the earth,
department munana.
They have eight departments.
Department munana munana.
Eight departments, each one of them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And that was
and we decided
department
to first see the eight departments
government
of God's heavenly governments on the earth. And this time on,
department.
Still move on with the sixth department of God's heavenly governments on the earth.
Department.
The department of the teaching priests in the Holy Church of God on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We last saw when we saw the way God teaches the teaching priests. Praise Jesus much. When he passed through the spiritual transports, where there's the Urim,
Samimu,
Thamim,
okuchusibwa,
the trance or transfiguration,
okuresibwa,
the vision, dreams
in the
Azotars,
and
we saw the way they are built, and they base most in the inner man, others connect most with the heart, even the eyes and the ears, and we saw some, they connect most with the spirit,
and
they connect most with the eyes and the ears. Then we last saw the one which covers the spirit and the entire body, the transport of the Azotars.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That we saw in the Acts chapter 8, verse 39 to 40.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. On this day, we want to move on in concluding the summary, what concerns the department of the teaching praise.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
And today we want to see that the teaching priests of the New Testament, the teaching priests of the New Covenant, in brackets, those of the new generation, of the new generation which was promised by God, the teaching priests of the new covenant, in brackets, of the new generation which was promised by God, they are there to fulfill the promise of God unto the entire world. They are there to fulfill the promise of God unto the entire world, to fill the world knowledge of God and His glory, as the waters cover the sea. I'm going to repeat it. The teaching priests of the new covenant, in brackets, of the new generation that God promised, they are there to fulfill the promise of God unto the entire world, to fill the world knowledge of God and His glory, as the waters cover the sea. That heading I request you write it down well, although it seemeth to be long. It has many things to tell you. We say the teaching priests of the new covenant, in brackets, the new generation that God promised, they are there to fulfill promises of God unto the entire world, to fill the world knowledge of God and His glory, as waters cover the sea. Is Jesus much? Now, in noting down, this has to be done when the trumpet of the end, of the coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the end of the earth, when we head to new heavens and the new earth, before that trumpet is sounded, I've said like this, it is like a note down there, that work, it has to be done before the trumpet of the end, the trumpet of the end, that is the last, before the trumpet,
the last trumpet,
if the trumpet of the end and the coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ, as we go to the new heavens and the new earth, it's not yet been sounded. We must have filled the world with knowledge already.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
we thank God the Almighty that we can be revealed in that generation. His priesthood of the new covenant, it was given to do that work.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Praise Jesus much. According to 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 5, even the verse
9,
he speaks this of that priesthood.
First
Peter chapter 2, verses 5.
Nti era nammwe ng'amayinja amalamu mwazimbibwa ennyumba ey'omwoyo okubeeranga bakabona abatukuvu okuwangayo ssaddaaka ez'omwoyo ezisiimibwa Katonda ku bwa Yesu Kristo.
You also as living stones are built up into a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Yes.
Era naffe ng'amayinja agala amalamu
also as living stones
nga tuzimbira ku jjinja ekkulu eddamu ery'oku nsonda
build on the chief living stone
Yesu Kristo
that is Jesus Christ
kwegamba twaweebwa obwakabona
now we were given the priesthood
okuwangayo saddaaka ennamu
to give up a living sacrifice
it is esimibwa Katonda
acceptable by God
genda kusaba kuddiremu okolunyiriro
I request to repeat this verse
Petero ekisooka esula eyokubiri n'olunyiriri olwokutaano.
First Peter chapter 2 verse 5.
Era nammwe ng'amayinja amalamu mwazimbibwa ennyumba ez'omwoyo okubeeranga bakabona abatukuvu okuwangayo ssaddaaka ez'omwoyo ezisiimibwa Katonda ku bwa Yesu Kristo.
You also as living stones are built up into a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Yes.
Nti olw'obwa kabona buli obutuzimbibwamu.
For the priesthood that being built in us.
Tuzimbibwamu amayinja ga samimu.
And rebuilt in us the stones of Thummim.
Urimu.
Urim.
Agakora empuliziganya zaffe.
Which make up communications with God.
Tuzimbibwamu ennyumba ya Katonda.
Built in a house of God. Yes.
Ennyumba ya Katonda y'omwoyo.
The spiritual house of God.
Webwa kabona obutukuvu.
The holy priesthood.
Okuwangayo saddaka ez'omwoyo.
Offer spiritual sacrifices.
Ezisiimibwa eri Katonda.
Acceptable to God.
By Jesus Christ.
By Jesus Christ.
Saddaka ezo bwe tuba tuziwaayo.
Those sacrifices as we offer them.
Tuziwereyo mu bwakabona.
We offer them through the priesthood.
Obwendagaano empya.
Of the new covenant.
Era nga gwe mulembe omupya.
And it is the new generation.
Katonda gwe yasuubiza.
That God promised.
Nga gulina okutuukiriza.
And it has to fulfill.
Ebisuubizo bya Katonda eri amawanga.
Promises of God unto nations.
Okujjuza ensi okumanya Katonda.
The world knowledge of God. And His glory.
Okubatuusa ku bulamu.
To reach them to life, to reaching eternal life.
Sadaka sino metuwa tuziwayo.
This sacrifice as we offer them,
we
first offer ourselves, and we are holy priests, and God enables us, makes us teaching priests, he fills in us fullness of God, and he fills in us his glory, and he manifests his works through us.
Yesu
praise Jesus much.
Kubanga mubarumi sura ya 12.
Because in Romans chapter 12. Verses 1 to 3. As we go offer those sacrifices. We are told like this.
Abarumi esura ya 12 n'olunyiri olusooka.
Romans chapter 12 verses 1.
Kyenvudembe gayirira abooluganda. Olw'okusaasira kwa Katonda. Okuwangayo emibiri gyammwe. Saddaaka ennamu entukuvu. Esanyusa Katonda.
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Yes. Now when he beseeches us to give up our bodies a living sacrifice, as priesthood of the new covenant, a living sacrifice that
is
acceptable unto God,
is
our reasonable service. When we are filled with wisdom in the word, to say, we are not conformed to this world. Now this priesthood, and we are totally separated. For we told you that we enter the priesthood when we enter Church of Salvation. And we
are
given gifts from the Father. And we
are
given gifts and callings from the Son. And from the Holy Spirit. And we are given a responsibility. And we begin the priesthood. And they put their office of deacon and bishops. Move on head on to the level of the teaching priests. And they put another level of the judges to the step of the priests to reaching the teaching priests. We got the level of elders of the church. We still add not to the level of the teaching priests. We appear those who praise God in spirit and truth. As we led by the brethren, the singers, we are still moving on till we reach this level of the teaching priests
who
are taught by God to teach how to profit and
their
filled knowledge of God and His glory for life. To
wow.
Reach an eternal life. And then they fill the world with that life.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now we are not allowed to be conformed to this world. In the priesthood of the old covenant, you were put in the synagogue. In the Coventry. Yes. And you are there, you should not be conformed to the world. Yet today, we should not conform to it. Though we are moving by, through He ended telling us, though you are in the world, but you are not of the world.
That's
only thing which happened, changes of the priesthood, of the old covenant and the new covenant, that the old covenant,
things
were done of the shadows of originals. And they separated you. And you grew right at the temple. Now today, they leave you move in the world. But you should not be conformed to it. Because you are a priest of God. Now born again, when the things of the world you copy them, that styles of hair, styles of clothing, you are not allowed if you are a priest of God. Let's repeat this verse and enter the second. Romans chapter 12, verses 1.
Kyenvudembe gayirira, abooluganda, olw'okusaasira kwa Katonda. Okuwanga ye mibiri jamwe, sadake namu, entukuvu, esanyusa Katonda, kwe kuweleza kwa mmo kwa magezi.
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
Olinyolo kubiri.
Verse 2.
Sote mufananyize wanga, nge mirembe jino. Na ye mchusiwenga, olwo kufula magezi gamwe amaggya, mulyoke mugeze senga, bwebiri Katonda byayagala. Ebirungi, ebisanyusa, ebituufu.
And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Yes. Now to say, are not conformed to this world. But we are renewed in our minds and we don't think as the world thinks. You know, if you are of the new covenant, even your mind can appear new. If you are of the new generation, even your mind is renewed, it's not like of the generations which is. And then you can understand that God which He accepts and He wills.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Connect the first Peter chapter 2 verses 5. After He has told you, you two as living stones, you are building a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, offer up spiritual sacrifices. We no more offer physical sacrifices, giving the cow, the goat and the others. We give a living sacrifice acceptable to God for Jesus Christ. Now those living sacrifices, Romans 12 verse 1 is what it tells us, that we are beseeched by the mercies of God that we present our bodies bodies, the living sacrifice. We
will
no more offer bodies of cows, the gods, the sheep, and the rest. We offer our bodies, not in burning them. But when they are holy, I
have
taken every filth from ourselves.
We've
taken off every foolishness and the rest. Yes.
And
we are acceptable to God. And it's our reasonable service. As we minister in wisdom in the word. And not in that of the world. In that way. That's where it says. Romans chapter 12 verse 2. And we be not conformed to this world. The church. Failure to fill the world with knowledge. And the glory of God for life written in eternal life. We have copped much the world and we refuse to enter in the priesthood of God, to reach level of teaching priests, those who are first taught by God, who teaches and he fills them knowledge of God and his glory and them to fill it to the world. But we find ourselves and we've been changed to conform to the world. And when you look to the clothing style of the church and that in the world, they are not different. Yes. As they cut their hairstyles, even the church, the priests, they are like people of the world. They decided to be conformed to the world. You see the trousers they clothe,
the
trousers of homosexuals. You know, they make them slim here. The way the butt was crushed. Now poopoo passed through them. And they make panties that tight, less poopoo slides off and it's safe. And here they make where it is big, poopoo rests there. The trousers are hanging on their bums like that. And down it is tight. They made it if poopoo has accidentally passed through, it cannot reach down. And you brought out close those panties.
Bible
says here is the honor of women. Even men
claim
it, those of the world, those of the church. There's no difference.
And
we refuse to be conformed to this world, but to renewing our minds, priests of the new covenant, the new generation promised, to fulfill promises of God. When he promised the earth will be filled knowledge of God and his glory, as the waters cover the sea,
the
people will no more get destroyed, but they will be given eternal life. And that we refused it.
Did
that much cause the priesthood we teach today?
Why not? And
it was meant to begin
before
2022 years before. And they had to fulfill these promises before the last trumpet is sounded. And the trumpet of the coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ.
But why do it
when we are being called in this priesthood? We were gotten from darkness and we brought in the much light, light of knowledge. And it's what we have to fill the world. It is surprising. Jesus left telling us, you are light of the world. But we didn't know what he told us. Let's first read the first Peter chapter 2, verse 9. First Peter chapter 2, verse 9.
Na yemwe muri mulembo mulonde, bakabona bakabaka, chika chitukuvu, bantube ye, mulioke mubulirenge birungi byoyo eyabayita okuva mu kizikiza.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of his own, that you should show forth the praise of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Yes, he called us a chosen generation. obwakabona obutukuvu, royal priesthood,
eggwanga ettukuvu,
a holy nation,
abantu beye,
his own people,
tulyoke tolesenga ettendo
lye, may show forth his praise,
eyatuyita mu kizikiza ekikutte,
us from the darkness,
okuyingira mu musana omungi,
enter into the much light,
omusana ogwewunyisa,
in the marvelous light.
Musana cho gwo.
Which light is that?
Yeri atushi musana ogwo kumanya.
He called us in the light of knowledge.
Ngatu ino kujuze so kumanya.
And we have to fill the world light of knowledge.
Bisubizo bya damu bana bibo na.
These are promises in all prophets.
Banabi.
Prophets.
Katitwa ina kutandikira omunda gane mpya.
Now we have to begin the new covenant.
Ere nsisi ngata ili mchizikiza chini echo butamanya.
The world will not be in this darkness of ignorance and moving on. Katife
kuluno ngatuddamu ngatukola revival yebintu
na. Now this time as we do revival of all things.
Eno mission ino kuzukusibwa.
This mission has to be awakened.
Kubanga ebyo byali bisubizo fwe bitu ino kutukiriza.
Because those are promises we meant to be fulfilled.
Atuna ngabisubiza amawanga.
God promised them to nations.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Omusana ogwewunyisa.
Now that amazing light.
We are tujitamu.
He called us in.
Omusana ogwe chitaru.
The marvelous light.
Agwogera kumba kolise choku bide sule yokuna.
Speaks of it in the 2 Corinthians chapter
4.
And the verse 6.
Nuruomusana.
And 7.
Aba kolise choku bide esule yokuna. Nuru nyiriri oruomukaga.
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6.
Kubanga katonda ye yala giranti omusana guli akamuchizikiza. Yeyeka mitima jafe okuleta omusana ogwo kumanya ekitiibwa kya Katonda mu maso ga Yesu Kristo.
For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
Olunyolo musanvu.
Verse 7.
Naye obugagga obwo tuli nabo mu bibya ebyebbumba. Amanya amanje ennyo galyoke gavenga eri Katonda. So say life.
But we have this treasure in the earthly vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus
much.
When you read 2 Corinthians
sura eyokuna
chapter 4
olomukaga
verse 6.
Kwegama omusana ogwe chitaru.
Now the marvelous light.
Katonda gwe yatuita mu bwakabono bwenda gani.
God called us into the priesthood of the new covenant.
Obwo mulembo omujja.
Of the new generation.
Okutuukiriza ebisuubizo bye.
To fulfill his promises.
Yasuubiza ensi.
He promised the world.
Okujjuza okumanya.
To fill it with knowledge.
N'ekitiibwa kye.
And his glory.
N'amazzi ganjala kunyanja.
As waters cover the sea.
Agambye mu Bakolinso kino ekyokubiri.
He said in 2 Corinthians.
Sura yokuna.
Chapter 4.
Olwomukaaga.
And the verse 6.
Yalagira omusana ogwo okumanya.
Commanded light of knowledge.
Wake mu kizikiza.
To shine in darkness.
Mu kizikiza eky'obulimba bwa Satani.
In darkness of lies of Satan.
Yesu yebazimu.
Praise Jesus much.
Naye obukagobo.
But that treasure.
Na buteka mbibya bya bakabona abe abatukuzindwa.
In vessels of the priests who have been sanctified.
Basobolo kuyingira dala eliyo bakabona abayigiriza.
They can move to level of the teaching priests.
Bagende bayigirize amawanga gonna.
Teach all nations.
Obo ntegedde.
Have you understood?
Omanyibu obosoma.
You know when you're read.
Omusana ogugwo okumanya guyita mu njiri.
That light of knowledge passed through the gospel.
Boda yoku katono mulinyo lwokutana.
If you go back to the verse 5.
Okay, katuve ku lwokuna.
Let's come from verse 4.
Abakolinso ekyokubiri esule yokuna n'olunyiriri olwokuna.
2 Corinthians chapter 4 from verse 4.
Katondo w'emirembe gino beyaziba amaso g'amagezi gaabwe abatakkiriza omusana gw'enjiri eyekitiibwa eya Kristo.
In whom the God of this age has blinded the minds of them who believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Verse
5.
For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much. If you read 2 Corinthians chapter 4. If you come from verse
2
to enter verse 5, he says, if this gospel be hid, it is hidden unto those lost who do not believe light of this gospel to shine unto them. But that light, it passed through bringing knowledge. The full knowledge of God and his glory.
Okusobola okuwa abadde bazikira olw'okubula okumanya.
Be able to give those who have been destroyed for lacking knowledge.
Bafuna obulamu obutaggwaawo.
That they get eternal life.
Praise Jesus much. That's why you see our Lord Jesus when he began the new covenant in the Matthew chapter 5. He said, you are light of the world. We had not just become, there is the light which was meant to be filled in us, that we be.
Not
each one of you is the light of the world as they are. Until then, light passed through the gospel, which bring the full knowledge of God and his glory. And it is in them.
But
anytime you read the scripture, it tells you you are the light. Until you are the light. For treasure of knowledge,
Has
put it in this vessel of clay. The much power will really come from him. As you feel knowledge to the world, it brings power to him that raises, which casts demons, power creates, and works amazing miracles.
Amen.
Now a trouble came. The scripture we just read it. We are light of the world, but we've not yet become it.
For what,
to prove you are light of the world, when you enlighten, when you bring light of knowledge to others,
yeah.
Are we together? Let's read in Matthew, we see. Matthew chapter 5 from verse 14.
Mwe muri musana gwansi, ekibuga bwe kikubibwa ku lusozi tekiyinzika kukisibwa.
You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Yes. Listen very well. You are light of the world. A city, if it is held on a hill, it cannot be hid. You know, we have a city, Jerusalem of heaven. That is the light you first give us.
Aha.
Give us light and the city of heaven, you know it. Speaks of it in Hebrews 12, verse 22-23. You can write it down, you will read it. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22 up to 23, where they say, we welcome you on the holy mountain of God, unto the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of angels and the holy ones of God, even those sanctified. Now when you read this Matthew chapter 5 verse 14, that you are light of the world, if a city is set up on the hill, it cannot be hid. Some of us show the light you have it. You can reveal the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of angels, holy ones who finish their works on the earth. You know there are secrets hidden in the verse.
Amen.
This is the light of the world.
It's,
when you say it first, though you are in the world, you do not conform to the world. You are not of the world. Be transformed with filled light of knowledge, passing through the word of God. You enlighten the world heavens. They see a good city that they can yearn.
Now
we all love cities
in
our life, in nature. Sure. Naturally, if you are in the village and they tell you you are going in the city, my, you feel good. Sure, you are going in the city. And those who came from there, me, I come from the city. Even those other cities, they want to go into a better city. Yes. Our life showed
that
there is our heavenly city. That's why we yearn for cities in our
us.
Even life, we want that of the city, the storied buildings. Man was created, and they are to live in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. That's why even now you fight. Some of you are failed in the city. You do nothing there. You feel you want to remain in the city. And you are in the slums, in those funny structures. But at least when you are in the city,
kati omusana guli oguyita mu kigambo kya
katondaoguleeta
okumanya katonda
okujjudekutuuka
ne gubikkula ebyo
byonna
kati aba ne balaba ekitibwa
kyabalaba
enteekateeka
zengulumiebaana b'abantuen
naye raba ebisuubizo n'embuulira
yaffe
motoka
cars,
mayumba
houses,
ogwo gwe musana gwe
tulinawo
wangi omusayi tulwogera ku bintu
byabeyi
laba omusana gw'olina n'emusajja
gwe n'emukazi gwe
olw'obuulira abantu balabe
ekitibwakyakatonda
emotoka
eka
motoka singiri
it's not a gospel
bisubizo byange
those are promises of the gospel
nabanga abantu balina ekizikiza
I see people have darkness
nabalanga balina ekibululu
even others have dimness
yesu yebazibuye
praise Jesus
kalisomorwe 15
let's read verse 15
Matayo sura y'okutaano n'olunyiriri olw'15
Matthew chapter 5 verses 15
so tebakoleeza ttabaaza okugivuunikira mu kibbo wabula okugiteeka waggulu ku kikondo kyayo naye ebaakira bonna abali mu nju
neither do men light a lamp and put it under a bushel but on a lampstand and it gives light unto all that are in the house.
Hey,
yes.
Laba kofe tuli mu nyumba.
See, we are in the holy house.
Kubanga tuli kwa kabona amayinja amalamu.
We are a priest.
Agazime nyumba y'omwoyo.
Living stones building the holy house.
Kakati laba ko.
See.
Nti nga tetunaba kujjuza kumulisiza bali wabweru.
Before we enlighten those outside.
Ataba mu nyumba ya Katonda.
Those of the house of God. Of the church.
Bali kubanga bajjudde omusama.
They must be filled light of knowledge.
Okubira mu kigambo kya Katonda.
Passing the word of God.
Nakubajjuza okumanya Katonda.
And it brings them knowledge.
Of God and His glory. Okuva mu 1990
right, from the 1990 God says
aina yokana 3:16
they have three, John 3:16 that they know only that
nina yotamanyina chete
they don't even know what it means they just get to in the head
atonda weyagalis
for God so loved the world
okwayo no wayo
mwana and he love your beloved son
ngajali na
that is what they have
tanena okutegera tamanyi chete
even understand they don't know what it means
omubuza katonda weyagalis
God loved the world it means what
era yajagala
and how and when did he love it
you
see that verse is in the past
katonda byakola chi
for God so loved
weyagalis
he loved
tegeza tayajagala kuluno
he did love it he's not loved it then
yali yajagala
he had loved it before
di
when
nti okuva kutonda kwa
gulu from creation of heaven and earth
ngodayo mukubikwa 13
verse 8
kyomwana gwendika
that the lamb of god
ogwati okuva kulubereberi
right from the beginning
okuva kutonda kwa
kwesi right from creation of the earth
musajja muwera yerije yagalirinsi
when he loved the world at the beginning
ngato chimanya
and you don't know it he loved the world
na okuwayo na wayo mwana
he gave his son
esero kokere kuli
the world be saved from him
erokokachi
it gets saved what did we do
ndi abatafumbirwa
that don't get married
abatagena nko abweru
no trouble abroad
uche murokoke
come you get saved
ocho si kye kitulokosa
it's not what makes us saved
urokoka kubanga fenda mu adam twayo
no get saved because all of us in adam we sinned
impera ye chibi kwali
the wage of sin was death
kubanga twegana katonda
for we denied god
urusuku
in the garden
murusuku katonda ali atulagidde
bwati bwa the god that commanded this and this
twegana katonda tukirizikane
satani god we agreed what satan told us
twegana anti ye mukama
with night is glory
alikuno batugamu ino kusoka mu
devil you have to fast again confess
yesu ye
mukama believe his lord
mumara
after you confess with god there we've crossed sides back to the lord
tichitegeza
it doesn't mean
atafumbirwa
one was taken married was not troubled those things you got saved
no tuline songa yokulokoka
we have a reason why we get saved the poor and the rich small and the short tall
kada abo munyumba siba mulisi
zina those of the house too they are not enlightened not
kada atole 16
it says like this
Matayo esule yokutano nolu nyiriri olukumi na mukaga.
Matthew chapter 5 verse 16.
Kalo musana gwamwe gwakenga bwegutyo mu maso g'abantu. Balabenge bigambe birungi tibalabenge bigambe birungi byemukola. Balyoke bagulumizenga kitamwe ali muguru.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see the good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Yes.
Enyumba bwemara kujjula omusana okumanya.
Filled light of knowledge.
Ogwita mchigambo cha
Passing through the word of God.
Injili y'obulokozi.
The gospel of salvation.
Kutule kanisa.
It fills the church.
Buli atambule eri abayogera musana.
Everyone moves out to speak light.
Kati amulisha mawanga.
It lights to nations.
Egara bechitwa
cha They see the glory of God.
Ne kati amawanga.
But now nations.
Mumarafuna moto kwa
You first get cars you say.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Never say yes.
I thank Jesus.
Omusajja mviri deyo.
Was risen for me. Given me a
limousine.
Have you seen my Jesus? Nations, they say,
a limousine,
it's as who manufactured this. It's not Jesus. Limousine is not Jesus.
But Yesu ya muviri
deyao. Jesus has risen for that person.
But we
show us Jesus. We want Jesus.
Yeah? You see how you've not
been able to show glory of God? At
least you have preached
of the works of his hands.
And you say
you know how bones grow in the womb? That
note,
let me show you. God, Psalms
149.
Every body part which grew, every part growing parts it. The person fears his wonders. Even the
scientists
refuse to sleep their nights. You see how the nose grows, he cannot see. But
you
show a limousine is work of God.
Those
are works of children of men.
Those
God gave wisdom to manufacture them. And in the Acts
17,
God created heaven and earth. God
created
gold, neither silver, fashioned by hands of men.
You see, I'm anointed. You see, I am anointed. And my anointing. Anointing of Jesus. It has given a blood. That's the anointing. Let's make hallelujah to Jesus.
Hallelujah wa Yesu. You shout hallelujah, you are in the thing. Tomorrow.
The glory of Jesus is destroyed in accident.
Tiwa cha Yesu ngachizi kilizwa mu accident.
Ye moto.
That is the car.
Olabye.
Have you seen?
Nenga to waliwe chitibwa bulijjo.
Yet there is a glory always.
Ekitagwa na kwa accident to chiberawo.
Never falls on accident, every day is there.
Singo sobola okulaga abantu mu Bible.
If you can show people in the Bible. The way food comes from the sun and goes in the earth.
Eje mirimu eje.
Those are the marvelous works.
Techikwawo.
It never finishes.
Ejuba tekwa kwa accident.
The sun does not fall on accident. You see that those who say that it fights with the moon. They are not fighting. They are passing each other as they greet each other.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And those
who call eclipse. Yes.
They are
greeting each other as they bring the praise of God on the earth. And we too all get awestruck. Now there's a problem. That priesthood of the new covenant. They are those called the generation promised. And they had to get knowledge of God. Even his works. And they proclaimed them to nations. As they see the glory of God. I have never seen preaching.
Pastor.
The pastor
yemubaka wa Katonda
is the ambassador of God.
He
doesn't know how food grows
Ona
in the
science
ground. And a scientist is the one who teaches it to him.
Pastor,
what are you preaching yourselves? You cannot
Katonda.
Show the glory of God.
You
know how they show it? You fall out.
He says, the glory of God is moving.
A
mighty hand of God.
And your shield.
A mighty hand.
omukono gwa
mukulabutakuzi
scratches people like that.
Ekitiibwa engeri gye bakyolesaamu
the way they showed the glory is very very amazing.
Teri nayo,
it is not even there.
Kubayuya ne mugweri,
shake you, fall, make you fall, and you expose your privates to us. And they tie you with veils. The glory of God is moving there.
Singa
chali chikola bwe tuba manaika. It was doing like that to angels. And it moves in heaven.
Singa tebacha ina byambalo.
No have clothing to put on.
Kubatambula bulirona ku ekitiibwa kya
Mukama. Every day the glory of God.
Singa mu Yerusalemu ite chali yo butebe.
Jerusalem the normal be sits there.
Chandi bade chabu menya.
It would have broken all of them. But this world,
there
are things amazing on it. But church, you are very shameful.
You stop
getting shamed, you are shaming God. You are there to shame the name of Jesus, that you are his ambassador. And you speak things which do not have any knowledge.
Wanji?
Yes.
Amen.
How are
you so silent? You greet your brethren. Speak to them at least. Yes. Tell them about these things.
Are we
entering it
all?
We entered it. Our brethren, they minister through what? I wondered so much. Why I wonder? You know, if you have been envisioned,
the
man say, I saw the beast which was, and it was not there. It came back. I wondered. There are things you wonder. If God is revealed them to you, how they are meant to be, and how you see them today, you fear. You wonder. Those called to fill the world knowledge and the glory of God, they showed that traveling to America, God has a reason for you. Now what I ask, the day you confessed, who had a reason for you on that day?
Wanji?
Yes.
Eh?
Are we there?
No,
the day we confess salvation, Jesus is on the heart's knocking. It's the day he arises for you. Now we are there. Jesus arose for me, brethren. And how? He built a storehouse.
No,
he built a storehouse. A reason for you and you together. Others come with their pride. I thank Jesus. You seek Jesus much. I don't know why you do not seek God. I sought for him, I saw him. Where did you find him?
He
bought me 10 miles of land in the city. That is Jesus. We to give that Jesus to us. That's why he said they'll be coming false Christ. But some come in the land, in the houses and the cars. Jesus, in him is the heavens and earth and their fullness. And if you read in the Colossians 1, verse 15 up to 20,
he said,
make things of heavens and earth one, for all they are in him. Now get
to
the car, land, houses.
Captain
of one of these things. Yes. But you've not gotten Jesus. If you are in him and his words abide in you, then you have him. Now the rest you ask him freely gives from his. I wonder. Those of the house, they are not enlightened. Even those outside, they are in total darkness. Those the church, they are in dimness.
That's
this light of knowledge. Then those of the world, and if you ask them Jesus, and they say, we heard he's the Son of God. Are you sure? That we heard it on the road. We are preachers say, Jesus is the Son of God. If you ask how he begot him, that born again are the one who knows him. When you look born again,
The Holy Spirit spread on the womb of Mary. And if you go to Jesus, you ask you, Jesus, you know him? That yes. Who is he? He is Jesus. You do not know him. For knowing Jesus, go back with John 1 verse 14. That the word clothes the flesh. And we saw him as the Son, one begotten of the Father, filled of grace and truth. Grace, truth. Jesus is the word. You think many know him? And in John 1, 1, they tell you, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God. And the word is God. Jesus is God. Yes. John 17, verse 3. 4 and 5.
Asked,
after I finished the role of the Son, he said, take me back to glory. I was with you before the world existed. What glory? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word is God. Revelations 19, 11 downwards, and they saw him in heaven, and is the Word of God. Now who knows him? They wake up, make him cry on 25th December that he's been born. He's crying, a baby born. Those are Catholics, Catholics, Protestants, Adventists. Even born again, you do those things. The other is God the Word.
He's
no more the Son alone.
He should have,
Son, he did it while on this world. He finished, went back to his glory. He is God. You see how you do not know him? You do not have light. You argue against that? Yes. You actually get that we speak with him. In the Proverbs 8, 22, what does he say? The Lord was with me where his way began, before his works of old. I was brought forth right from the beginning of old, not on 25th December. He was born before the mountains. The birth of Jesus is far. Just we agreed on the day. We eat food on it. Are we there? We agreed on the day. We eat food on it. The drunk cults, they get drunk. The moral people fornicates. See what happens in the world. And when it comes that is born, is born in you. Easter.
Christmas,
Christmas is 25th. 26th is Boxing Day. They box him out of their lives.
Now,
27
is what?
Now on Easter, we crucify him again. He raises up. And when he raises up, I wonder where he goes in that period. We go to think of him on 25th again. December is born again. Now, people with madness are on this world. But madness comes from darkness of ignorance. But one who celebrated the day, they celebrate it because of God. Even one who celebrate all, they celebrate them for God.
We,
when it reach, we eat the same food. There's no more meaning more than that. If you want to cook, you eat. Yes. But now we go to glorify going is forever.
Amen.
In the Psalm 78, verse 6.
up to 8.
Tuli mulembo gwalina okumanya Katonda.
We are a generation which was to know God. Even his
words.
And we preach them to others.
Emirimu jonna,
all the works
right
from creation of heaven and earth, even their fullness, even those he does now, even those put there every day. But if you see our preaching, my God, what is that?
Wow.
They caught us from darkness. We remained there. They brought us in the much light.
The
person has come in the light. And it changed very well the light of knowledge. And
lightens
the glory of God.
But
they appear the way church is. Priests, are we there? Are we becoming teaching priests? Yes. Let's read the Psalms we see.
Zaburi esule ye sanvu momu nana, noru nyiriri oruo mukaga.
Psalms chapter 78, verse 6.
Emirembe jija jibimanye, bebana abali bagendo kuzalibwa, abali bagendo kugorokoka, no kubibu ulira abana babwe.
That the generation to come may know them, even the children who should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children. Yes. We were generation promised. You read the second
verse,
Peter.
Chapter
2 verse
9.
We are the chosen generation. It was
claimed
that we are children who were to be born.
Born again Christians.
Are called born again Christians. You've known the generation.
It
starts in the John 3. Verses 3 downwards. You have to get born again. That's the real generation we speak of. Children were to be born. Not in the physical birth alone. But to be born again.
Amen.
And they have to show the works. Now. I don't know why we're showing.
We
rather show works of children of men.
Cars,
houses, they are painted very well. Works of God, he does every day and night. You can't explain people the way God makes oxygen to breathe every day
and
moves going and coming. The way it measures off, cuts it from those who check from the world, remain breathing and they are normal breathing. We cannot even preach. Now see,
just
one lame person to walk, and there the works of God are manifest.
How
the many who are walking, who is making them walk?
For
it's not a man to guide their feet. You think a lame to walk, it's the manifestation of God, that small manifestation.
Over.
Oh, when we plant potato leaves, we get our potatoes. Did you put it there yourselves?
Those
not miracles happen every day. The same ground, out of come sweet potatoes, even cassava,
with
no sugar in it, yet it is sweet in its way. You plant in hot paper, in the same way, plant their sweet bananas. In the same ground,
can
you see the greatness of God, you church? They get those bitter hearts from the ground. A sugar cane, you plant that not sweet, you wait for one sweet. When you taste, then the ground was this sweet that you planted a sugar cane there. Can't you preach works of God?
Because
are clear, they happen day and night. When he spoke in Ecclesiastes, he
chapter
8 verse 14 downwards,
a wise,
though they refuse to sleep day and night,
they
cannot see works God does under the sun. Look at those blinds. They lead their fellow blinds.
What do
I want to say? There are those who get angered of me.
The
people of knowledge, we say, It's us alone with knowledge. We know you have knowledge, which is called knowledge.
The so-called knowledge.
But we have the knowledge of God. The difference we have between me and you. We know you have wisdom. That natural wisdom. But we have the wisdom in the words.
Amen.
We know you have understanding to connect between the toilet and the house. You can differentiate those. But we have understanding which connects scriptures. We know you have counsel. Counsel with your husband what you will eat that day. But we have counsel which show which things which were, which are and those going to come. That's the difference. We know you have a fear. For you fear poverty is a liar. But we have fear of evils. For the wage of it is death. Those are the difference we have.
But you
have your own wisdom. Now we have full knowledge. We know you have your own knowledge. To know that the neighbor to you is a man or woman. You know that. But we have light of knowledge, which enlightens the entire heavens and all the earth, even above all the heavens, in the new heaven and new earth, even to the everlasting. We believe you have knowledge because you cross the roads and you look on the left and the right before you cross. But we have knowledge enlightening all and we discern all things. Now they have gotten more angered. We've shown the difference. And there are also differences in the people. They are short and tall. The black, even the yellowish, they are not white. But you call them whites because you don't see well. Who has any white person here? We want to show you light that you move by. You call someone a white person. You're not white at all. You see wrongly. You see in Africa, you look at your clock, your watch. There is 6 at this time. But you say it is 12 hours. Don't you see that? We differ in understanding. For me, it's supposed to be 12 hours on my clock. If there is 6, I'll tell you it is 6.
That's
what caused you call the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. And you started a ghost is a ghost. Are we not different?
Wanji,
are we there? But is there any white person? I hear that the white man. Where are those white men? At least the white cow. Even the hen, but humans? The so-called whites.
Yes,
your light, you have of knowledge. It's not enough, you see wrongly. Let's finish Psalms.
Zaburi esule ye sanvu mo munana, noru nyiriri oro musanvu.
Psalms chapter 78, verse 7.
Balioke basubirenga katonda, sobale mengo kwera bire mirimu ja katonda.
That they may set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments. Yes. That they may remember, set their hope in God. They set hope in God. And they should not forget His works. Now you. The sun comes out every morning. He sets out. Yes. And he puts foot in the ground you don't know. But he is the God you say you worship. His works you forgot them. You thought that casting demons is one of the main works he has. That's why they failed you.
But
when you gone to the main works of God, even the smaller works, he left them to you. You cast them in the morning at the seventh hour, they have come back. After you have wrestled with them.
How
dare you forget works of your God?
Huh?
You who does not know how you grow. You grew, reached that age, you don't know how it happened. What are we on in this world? Okay, born again, then you preach to what? Religions, just leave them. Our brethren, the Catholics,
Protestants,
the Muslims, the Adventists. Those ones, you pity them. For there is darkness all the time. At least salvation, at times you come back to sanity. Those of religion, they sit in a world of darkness. Till they will reach in the total darkness in hell. I'm not quarreling with you. I'm telling you where you sit out there. What do you see?
Guru,
heaven,
purgatory,
Jana.
No.
We see the city of
Jerusalem,
God, Jerusalem of heaven. We differ with you. Yes. Born again is in
America.
You see America. I see the city of
Jerusalem,
God. Jerusalem of heaven. Don't you see the difference? You got lost. You think travel abroad, you've gone very far. You are just there on the planet Earth. We still have been lifted, ascend to our city. I see you are so wretched with pity. You need riches of knowledge. Look at these wretched people. Not you. You God makes you rich.
This
time you're getting rich.
You're
not born again or poor. And they have cars, but poverty smells on them. They have houses, but they are wretched and pitiful. Then Revelation 3 verse 16 up to 20, they say we are rich, yet they are wretched and pitiful. Their eye is blind, they don't see where they go. They say, buy me things which cover clean your eyes. You see, that's the light of knowledge. We buy with nothing to buy with. This time, don't you see well? You see how I see?
Not
just I look at you there, but even I see to the everlasting at the same time. I see. Born again, they open the eyes and they ask, what do you see? I see people like trees. That's the stage they ended. Born again. God was opening your eyes. You ended on this stage. You look at people, they appear like trees before you. And you move at that level while comfortable. Are we there? Now let's align ourselves. Because our forefathers, when they were like that, they reached in the total darkness. Darkness of ignorance on the world. You have to fall in darkness of hell, that total darkness.
praise Jesus much. Let's finish here in the Psalms.
Zaburi esule yensavu munana nolu nyiriri olwo munana.
Psalms chapter 78 verses 8.
Sobale mengo kubanga bajjajjabwe emirembe emikakanyavu emijemo emirembe gitalongo sabulunji mutima gwajo nomoyo gwajo ngategunywere eri Katonda.
And may not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. Yes. You know the generation of fathers of the old covenant. They troubled God.
Look,
fathers who have followed from them. Our fathers in the gospel, religions and the beliefs. Our brethren, the fathers in the gospel of salvation. You call them preach you things of understanding.
I see. I see you.
You
are going in America.
Oh, get them America.
You say,
why waste much strength like that? I
thought
you tell me you see me travel, go to heaven. That you have spoken once, not strength, with much strength like that. For even wizards travel to America. Wizards, immoral people all travel. You think that is something new? The new thing is to reach me in heaven. For without righteousness, no one goes there. We want their new things at least. Some
are
say we should not get cars. Haven't you seen them park here? You see, we sleep in bush. Those food for the children. He adds them to us. When we seek for the kingdom and the righteousness, he adds them to us. We don't preach them as the gospel. We have great works of God to preach about. Who knows death? We just fear it. But death, an angel passed through day and night.
It's
in Revelation chapter 6. Yes. 7 and 8.
Now you say,
death he died. But you don't know death. All those are works of God.
He sent
angel of death picks the spirits from the bodies. No one sees him.
Most
they say, men, they have come for me.
The
born again doesn't know which form of men are those.
Yes,
darkness.
You
may think you love eating so much. You like eating. Eating. Food of ears. Words which are sweet, those
mere
of the
world.
Food of the eyes, cars and the houses. Food of the cheeks. Eating chicken.
He told you,
work for food which reach eternal life. They had come. you don't get that coming. Jesus said, John chapter 6, 25, stop work for food that don't reach eternal life. Work for food which reach eternal life. They said, where is that give us? He said, it is me. My day read from him. As he explained that, no, the words I said, they what I tell you to eat. Others run from him. They came. Today give me the car. Today I take the house. I do not live here. And I don't go from here. I insist them. The food they work for does not reach eternal life. You fellowship 30 years born again. You are on the food never reach eternal life. The husbands have brought me here. You'll go with him in the heavens. We are going to be like angels there. You come sick for the word which eternal life. The husband will be just added you. Don't waste time breaking that. Haven't you seen people get married here? You sought for men here? Even many others are coming. Yes, weddings. You are things you toil with. We don't waste time with such here. God freely gives us.
imbaga
the wedding
kore imbaga ne
we make ne wedding
and
we eat our food of the chicks
norubuto
even the stomach all is going to destroy them
nene tumaye tuliye yomo yetu sakula
obuta we shall food it rich us eternal life
kati omulembo ogwasubizibwa
generation promise
why no kumanya katonda
had to know god
atiji twai no koma okumanya katonda
na
lebo atumanya
and he to knows us
yani manyizane bulichetwagala
we also makes do whatever we want
kati tabu weja
we exchange
tujawo kumanya katonda
we knowledge of god
neka nonanga nangi
sikia kubamanya god to say I know also know you
be
yes
kubanga bwabayo gira mbako lishaga
when speaks in the Corinthians he says
we twa manya katonda
when we knew god
okushinga enyo ne tumanyibwa yee
more we were known by him yes yes
katonda bwa kumanya
when god knows you
abamanyi bulicho yagala
he knows everything you want
obato namu itanga itanga
not yet called him he answers
kadu sunba ko lisi soka mnana
let's read the first Corinthians chapter 8
okay
Abagalatia esule yokuna nolunyiriri olwo munana
Galatians chapter 4 verses 8
Nayemu nakuziri bwe mutamanyanga katonda mwabanga baddu babali abatali ba katonda mubuwangwa
But then when you knew not God you did service unto them which by nature are not gods
Olinyoro mwenda
verse 9
Neka akano bwe mwamanya katonda obo kusinga bwe mwamanyi wa katonda muchuka mutye nyuma mu bigambo ebyo lubereberye ebitalina manyi ebinafu atebye mwagala okufugibwa omulundi ogwo kubiri
but now after you have known god or rather a known of god how turn you again to weak and beggary elements to which you desire again to be in bondage
urengede
have you seen that
womanya katonda
you know god
akumanya
he knows you much
olabya stanchi yakukola
have you seen what Satan did to us
Obwakabona bwendagane mpya.
The priesthood of the new covenant.
Omulembo mpyo gwasibizwa katonda.
Generation promised by God.
Why not to kiriza ebisubizo bya katonda?
Had to fulfill promises of God unto nations.
Kujuzenso kumanya katonda.
The world knowledge of God and his glory.
Oruobulamu
for life.
Okutuwa kubulamu butagwa.
Rich in eternal life.
Ntishinga je bandi komyo kumanya katonda.
The more they would have known God.
Ne katonda nga abamanya.
If God will know them.
Katonda bwa kumanya.
When God knows you.
Atemizimu jibaji kumanya nyo.
Demons know you much.
Kitu kanijigawa
Paul kumanya. They say Paul we know and Jesus.
Nejikutia di
data. And they fear you they run.
Omana wa katonda huyo.
The son of God has come.
Jikulengere.
They see you from far.
Nena kuzojigana najira wa basirumba.
They see pastors.
Tamanyi katonda.
They don't know God does not know them.
Would
you familiarize?
Tatujagenda.
We shall not go.
Kumbav.
Foolish. They even abuse them. God, when you know him, I want to give you all service of the priesthood. When you know God, he knows you much. And he prays you in the entire heavens. He sends angels, they say,
Daniel,
a beloved. You think about that word. The entire heavens know him is a beloved.
And
they say from the day he said your heart, to know my God.
Echira kiro nicho furuma
to become to serve you.
Waruwe biberawo.
There are things which happen.
Ondegede.
Have you understood?
Katuzoka tudemba Galatia tunagenda mu Daniel.
Read Galatians before we go to Daniel.
Abagalatia esura eyo kuna nolunyiriri olwo munana.
Galatians chapter 4 verses 8.
Nayemo nakuziri bwe mutamanya katonda. Mwabanga baddu babali abatali bakatonda mu bumwangwa.
But then when you knew not God, You did service unto them which by nature are not gods. Yes.
Boba tomanyika tonda.
If you do not know God, all your service you render, they are of the devils.
Kadu ino twalidali okumanya
God. Take a level of knowing who you serve.
Kubanga bwo mumanya.
Because when you know him, he too he knows you.
Baba kumanya
baba kwa no kwe. You are his friend.
Akugabirira.
He provides for you. Let's read the next verse.
Abagalatia esule yokuna nolunyiriri olwo mwenda.
Galatians chapter 4 verses 9.
Neka akano bwe mwamanya katonda obe kisinga bwe mwamanya wa katonda muchuka mutya ennyuma mu bigambo ebyo lubereberye bitali mu manyi ebinafu atabye mwagala okufugibwa omulundi ogwo kubiri.
But now after you have known God or rather a known of God How turn you again to weak and bigger elements to which you desire again to be in bondage? Yes.
Nangandi newe mwaji okumanya katonda.
When you knew God,
usinge nyona abamanya.
Mostly he knew you.
want
to go back to vain words, weak words, you serve those. Remember,
in
Matthew chapter 6, verse 31, up to 33, the heathens, they move cities and the seas, they seek for eatings, houses, clothing, and the things like those.
He said,
so I know you need them, but first seek for the kingdom and the righteousness. I will add them to you. And we went back. We
are
on the mountains. Seek for cars.
We
seek for wives.
He said,
they seek for such. Seek for something precious. We go back.
But
you get shamed. You've gotten from the world. And the world troubled you. You
moved
to try the seas. Seek for eating, clothing, houses, the land. He said, heathens, they yearn for that. But me, I know you too. You are in need of them. But do me one thing. Seek for the kingdom of God and my righteousness. I will add them to you. If you climb mountains, you started seek for those. You fasted for those. You go in weak words. Weak words. The fullness that of God gives you. You go be like a heathen. They find on the mountain.
Oh.
Jesus.
Ramataka.
Mekesh. I want lando shake. You think it's in heavens? It's right there where you pray from. I told you seek where I give you what is right there. You seek the kingdom of heaven, which is far from you.
Lord,
God is in heaven. Give me a job, Lord. He said, are they in heavens where I am?
All
they are on the earth.
You see
heavens, I give you work, job, which is on the earth.
Give
me one. He said, you. There's no car come from heaven. I said, no, they are all right on the earth. You seek for the kingdom of heaven, which is far. It draws near you. You enter. Cars are right there. They are in bonds. They are parked there.
Yamaha,
Yamaha in Japan. It's manufacturing new ones. They are not in heaven. You see how you trouble yourself?
Not
had anyone say, Chiburi. Why toil and labor like that? You they call who is rarely and rest. You want to get rest on the mountains, on the bubble. The husband, Lord.
He said,
you have spirits not yet closed bodies, but on the earth, I created men you want there out down there. Seek for the kingdom and righteousness in the kingdom of heavens. I give your husband right close to you there.
Hey. I appreciate it.
Okay.
You're
okay, fine. Why toil on the mountains? Why make you go in the bush? Seek in the book of the Lord, read, understand God. He knows you more. Yes. That's what we call priesthood of the new covenant of the new generation.
Fulfill
promises of God to nations. Promise of filling one with knowledge of God. And his glory is fulfilled. All other promises are possible. The lamb will walk. The dead will be risen up. We have the main
premise.
We bring God to know as much.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want to summarize.
Because
the
center
of this gospel is also not easy. At times I want to summarize it.
But
if align
your heart, you want to know God, you will become a beloved towards God. He will know you much.
For
it's an olden prophet. And those who stand in it will fulfill it. They are beloved before God. Are we together? Yes. I want amens which are more louder. Yes.
When
you travel to America, someone takes you to kick a man, you all raise amen. Most of you have never traveled even. But heaven's a sure deal, then shout amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. Children of the kingdom, you begin to see them then.
That
of the kingdom of God. Of the kingdom of heavens. Let's read in Daniel, we see.
Daniel esule yekumi noru nyiriri ole kumi na omwenda.
Daniel chapter 10 verse 19.
Na yogera anti gomusajyo mwagalwe nyo totia emirembe jibere joli. Bera na amanyi wewao bera na amanyi. Awoya yogera nange nempebwa amanyi. Nenjogera anti mukama wanga yogere kumanga mpada amanyi.
And said, O man, greatly beloved, fear not. Peace be unto you. Be strong. Yea, be strong. And when he had spoken unto me, I was strengthened and said, Let my Lord speak, for you have strengthened me.
Daniel, esura ya kumi, olinyiri ole kumi na olumu.
Daniel chapter 10, verse 11.
Nangamba antigwe Daniel, gomusajyo mwaga renyo, tegere vigambo vien kugamba, wesimbe kumange erigwe jentu midoka akano, erabo ya maro kunga mbechi gambecho, nenyimirira ngankankana.
And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto you, and stand upright. For unto you I am now sent. And when he had spoken these words unto me, I stood trembling. Verse 12.
Nalyokanga matotia, Danieli, kubanga okuva kulunaku, luwasokera kukuteka teko omutima gwo kutegeera. Nokwe wombeka, mumaso ga Katonda wo, ebigambo byo byawulirwa. Nange nzize olw'ebigambo byo.
Then said he unto me, Fear not, O Daniel, for from the first day that you did set your heart to understand and to humble yourselves before God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. Yes.
Malaika Gabriel yagamba Daniel.
Angel Gabriel told Daniel.
Daniel in sura 10.
Daniel chapter 10. Verse 11 and 12.
Namugamba musajjo omwagalwa.
Told him, you man beloved, understand this.
From there
you set your heart to understand. The day you set your heart to understand, humbled before your God, your words were heard. Me too, I have come because of your words. This is where God has to lay, I want to lay his heart on you. When you first laid your heart towards him, and you want to know him, and he knows you beyond, and tells you, beloved, praise Jesus
much.
So this generation of the full knowledge of God,
it's a
generation God promised from old, yet it had not been fulfilled. But in this priesthood, when we study God is heavenly government on the earth, in this sickness department of the teaching priests, it's our responsibility to see we fulfill all promises of God. But most of all,
the
promise filling the world with knowledge of God and his glory for life, reaching eternal life. Praise Jesus much. Because when he spoke in the Isaiah chapter 11 verses 9, he said there were no more hearts. Isaiah chapter 11 verses 9, let's read there, we hear.
Isaiah sura ya 11 noru nyiriri olomwenda.
Isaiah chapter 11 verses 9.
Tebalirumwa ne wankubadde okuzikiriza kulusezirwa ngo lutukuvulonna. Kubanga enseri juro kumanya mukama ng'amazi bwegasanikire nyanja.
They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Yes.
Tebali rumia.
There will no more hurt.
Era tebali zikirisha.
And there will no more be destroyed.
Urusozirwe nyumba ya Mukama.
A mountain of God's house.
Ekalisa ya Katonda.
The church of God.
Kubanga yasubiza.
Because he promised.
Ntoluto kama na kwezo.
That will come to pass in the latter days.
Urusozirwe nyumba ya Mukama.
The mountain of the house of God.
Kulibera kuntiko.
It will be on the top.
Kuntiko yobusozi.
On the top of mountains.
Waruwo usozo bweguruliza.
The mountains lift themselves.
Ebyobufuzi.
Politics.
Ebyemfuna.
Economic sector. Even things like that.
Nero urusozirwe kanza bina kuba waguru.
Mountain of church has to be on the top.
Kubanga muchisere.
Because in that time.
Rurino kujuzeso kumanya mukama.
Has to fill the world knowledge of God.
Ngamazi beganjara kunyanja.
As waters cover the sea.
Walio tuseko kunyanja.
Have you ever reached the sea?
Enyanja.
The sea.
Ujisa ngamoru karuchiba
chitoma. Find there a dry land is something rare. Small portion. Very, very small portion of an island. Yes.
Now,
knowledge has to spread the world. And where it is not, it's a small portion of this in the world. And people know. Others to just refuse. And there is the light of knowledge passing through the word of God, which is exceeding, which reveal all secrets of kingdom of heaven right from planet earth, but we've not done it a single day.
Pastor Jory,
Pastor, are you there? Pastor
Nabi Jory,
Prophet, are you there? What are you doing there? You've not done the work at all. The earth has to be filled knowledge. Evangelist, you've forgotten. You just babble with words on the streets. Just speaking things, shaming the kingdom of heavens. Are we together? Let's chat together now. Yes. Let's speak to each other. The work is being done this time in the worldwide call. It is the worldwide call.
And
the earth has to be filled knowledge. The work has appeared. That is what the best Tony says. Go make all nations disciples. Have you understood well? Teacher. The men, what did they do? They
did
not fill the promises of old.
The
generation promise it began in the Acts. Apostle Peter has been telling us in the first Peter chapter 2, verse 9, we are a chosen generation. That from those days, if we were serious,
they
feel light of knowledge by now. We move to take it. I see the finger of God. And we were in that. That you are ambassadors of God. You look yourself, get shamed. Somebody say, but Apostle, in this world, when he will support his colleagues, I will support them when we fill the world with knowledge. But they have gotten the spirit for lacking knowledge. That's why God put a promise filled the world with knowledge. He said there will no more heart, neither be destroyed. Now church is in pain, suffering for lacking knowledge. Lacking revelation. Things are true. There are no more hearts in, no destroyed.
Means
there are even pain.
Satan
has passed us through. Just for lacking knowledge. And we bind him in the desert. Yes. Our Lord Jesus said, if
you
send in the desert, the demon rich, you will come back. There's no food there. It comes back. And you bind it in the desert. Have you seen? We send you the seas. In the ocean is their dwelling place. They are going to drink tea there. They come back when they are strong. They have drunk tea, it's their blood. The blood is their tea. Under the ocean.
When you read
Ezekiel 27. And when you bound,
you bound,
the desert is not tree there.
kakati mwasiba kuki.
Now you bound them on what?
Bakugamba tuma malaika wenje gerashibe
chain to bind.
No tatuma.
You did send.
Wewe wagenda okushiba atengo uwano.
And yet you are here.
Bichi byoyogera.
What do you speak?
Buwatuko kuingira sala
yo utalo.
No yamba lilawe
enji. And you close the gospel from
yamba
there.
Enji.
I close the gospel.
Mubikere.
In the faith.
Efeso mukaga.
Verses 10.
Yamba lebyo kulwanisha
bya Katonda. I close the gospel.
Shetani na atunula.
Satan looked at you. How does it appear and look like?
I am Barangiri.
The clothing gospel? Let me see.
Mm-mm.
No, 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 no. Where is it? Find the truth of belt in the truth. How does it look like? Put
your
breastplate of righteousness. Put it by faith. You got the prayer warfare. Satan looks at con men. He looks at you. Me, I'm a liar. But children of God. They have surpassed me. They lie.
Oh,
they are now rather conning. They are diverse from level of lying.
You know,
if you live level of a liar, you become a con man. You con the gospel. The gospel you hear now as it enters in you. On the other day when you pray, you
quote
as it is written, as it moved in it, and it's in their faith. The truth is in the word. If you do not know it, you do not have a belt of truth you tie on yourself. Apostle, stop there. They will no more hurt. But we have passed through sorrow and pains. On the mountains of the Lord. But promise of God, let it be fulfilled this time. It will come to pass in the latter days. The mountain of his house. It will be on high top. The church climb up on the top again, but suffer on the mountains of the house, the house of God. They told us with no more hearts, no more be destroyed. But the earth will be filled knowledge of God. Knowledge of God.
It's
what saved us. Take us from pain. Take us from distractions. Hosea 4:6 speaks of it.
My
people destroyed for lacking knowledge. Even knowledge, it's the revelation. Proverbs 38:18
is
said, without a vision, people perish.
There have
been revelations. Every time we are knowing, but you come and they say we are born again. And ask you, did you get born again?
Yes.
Yes.
What happened?
They baptized me. I got born again. And you say you. See, everything born is given a body. We got which body? I don't know. But I was born. Yes.
Anything
born and it's not given a body? When you got born again, you're given which body? 1 Corinthians 15, 38 downwards. Everything born is given a body. A new body. Not the old. They plant it with. When you got born again, second time you're given what? You see, born again is in darkness. There are words on the surface of them. They are in the dimness. Now religious people, even born again, they don't know that. I wonder what they are on.
They died in Adam.
They died totally. They never got born again in the Christ Jesus.
The
Muslims, you come get saved.
They
are at times Muslims. Out there on their trumpets. They have a word they say. Come get saved.
There's
a point they are praying. In their prayer there is that close. Calling people to come to salvation. Yet they never come by themselves. Ask them, they will tell you.
Ay, 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 naye muna ekisuubizo kino kirina
okutuukirizibwakatonda
yajja akisuubiza naddala mu mulembe gwa
nabbi Isaaya
agamba ensi erina okujjula okumanya
mukama
ng'amazzi bwe ganjala ku
nnyanja era
yagamba nti bonna abalina
omubiri
balikirabira
wamu
Yesu yebazibu
praise yata. Jesus much.
So chava yogera mu Isaiah sura makumi ana.
That's why he speaks in Isaiah chapter 40.
Onyulo kutaro.
Verses 5.
Ngagamba bwati.
And he says this.
Isaiah sura ya makumi ana no runyiriri olokutano.
Isaiah chapter 40 verses 5.
Nechiti wacha mukama chiri bikulibwa. Nebo nabalino omubiri bali kirabira wamu. Kubanga akamwa ka mukama kekachogedde.
And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. And all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Yes. And the glory of God, it shall be revealed.
As
he said, we enlighten the nations with light of knowledge, passing through the word of God, which reveals the secrets of kingdom of heaven, right from planet earth. Then they see glory of God. We failed that work. Nations have not yet seen
at all.
They are getting to sodomy, corrupting. They don't think of God. They know what about him. They study him in theology. And they say big-eyed God.
Created
us in his image. And we have two eyes.
Yes. You see
this madness of darkness? Darkness of ignorance. God is a big-eyed God.
You
created in his image. You have two eyes, he has one. And the others they say, God is a mere spirit. We gave us bodies, he remained be a mere spirit. That is madness of darkness of ignorance. Are we there? Someone said we have written a lot. Now how more we will speak much?
Wanji,
are we there?
When at umuremu,
let's all rest.
I want to send you now.
One writing much and one speaking much.
Msumbato yogedde nyo.
Okay.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Nemu na njagadde nyo nyikire.
I wanted you
omulimu guno
be sunk in this work.
Obwaka bona bwenda gane
mpya. The priesthood of the New Testament is the new generation. Promised of God.
Ngagulino okutukiriza ebisubizo bya Katonda.
Has to fulfill all promises of God. Those in the Bible.
Okusukira dala ekisubizo.
The promise.
Echo kujuze nso kumanya Katonda.
The world knowledge of God and his glory.
Kama zibuganja ra kunyanya.
What is covered the sea.
Oriyo abantu amawanga gamanyiwe Katonda.
Nations we know of God.
Gamanye Katonda.
They know God.
Katonda gamanye nyo.
God knows them much.
Ari okaba ita abagalwa.
He calls them beloved. Give all that they need. Caused sufferings of the world.
Yes, he
first told it prophet Moses.
He told,
as I am living,
the earth
will the glory of God.
Imagine,
he swore that.
We failed
to fulfill that promise and the swearing of God. Yet it cannot be there to till that.
Jesus
cannot come back till we've done it. We cannot see the trumpet of the last trumpet. Let me summarize, we finish. Let's read the book of Numbers.
Numbers chapter 14
verse 21.
Naye mazima ddala nga bwe ndi omulamu.
But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Yes. He said, the Spirit of the Lord, he said, as I live, the earth has to be filled knowledge of glory of God. As the waters cover the sea. He first told it prophet Isaiah. He told it prophet Moses. In the Numbers chapter 14 verse 21. He moved for some time. Reached the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 11 verse 9. He said, the earth has to be filled knowledge of me. As what is covered the sea.
He repeated
in Isaiah 40 verse 5.
The earth
has to be knowledge of God.
It all goes with flesh. They will sit all together.
Where
they sit all together. And
then they
have been filled knowledge as water covers
it.
And they all see it. Those who refuse, they just refuse. They have to be filled with homosexuality, all foolishness, and daftness. It comes because of ignorance. The way we preach God as the church, it does not show His glory at all. The magicians are there. They cause magic of hen. Yes. And they make things there. And you walk one lame. And they walk on the water. And they say, our God is surpasses yours. You showed them God to create heaven and earth with its fullness and
works,
amazing works within it. A new generation are we there?
Oh, wow.
He came
in Habakkuk, he
said,
as the old covenant was finishing, we did the new covenant. A new generation
which
has to fulfill those. He came
and
say, I've not given up. The earth has to be filled knowledge of God. Let's read Habakkuk. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 14.
Kubanga enseri julo kumanya ekitiibwa kya Mukama ng'amazzi bwe gasanikira ku nnyanja.
For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Yes. It's a promise of old.
We know could use it, so
we have to feel the world knowledge of God and His glory. We stop destruction of many who God been destroyed for lacking knowledge. As
you
see in the Hosea 4 verse 6, my people
are
destroyed for lacking knowledge.
In
lacking knowledge,
speak
of it lacking revelation or vision.
According
to Proverbs 29, verse 18. Yet he tells us
in
the John chapter 17, verse 3, when we know God, we enter eternal life.
These
men have gotten destroyed right there.
Not
minded bring to people knowledge of God.
His
man is Christ that he sent.
But
priesthood was sent on that mission
to
reveal God that he be known, even the mystery of God, the word of God, Jesus Christ. Let's read John as we finish. Have you written much? You've written much. Are you sure? Let me see, perhaps Pastor has written much. You first explain, have you written much? Pastor is saying, God anointed him. He can write up to where God takes him. But we are going to rest, don't worry. Me, I can speak the next morning. Check and see how you have written as you have a brief rest. Check and see how you've written. We write in the heads in this time. We shall go back in our books later. You've written well. You order your head and see whether they are right clear. Even the scriptures. Scriptures, have they rested such they are well? Have you left space for them that you've not written? But may God anoint you more. Anointing teaching. It does not get lost. It just keeps flowing. Rev flowing. Daylight by light. Knowledge to knowledge. Power by power. From glory unto glory. Amen. Let's read John. John chapter 17 verse 3.
Buno bwe bulamu obutagwawo okumanya gwe Katonda omwe w'amazima n'oyo gwe watuma Yesu Kristo.
And this is life eternal,
that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Yes. Eternal life. It's not to go to heaven. Heaven is right, our lives. Sure. Right here, you enter it from here.
If you know
the one true God, God never create heaven and earth, they are rubbish. You need to know one God. And this Christ he sent. And you know this Jesus. Who is he? The word of God. He was with God. His fullness makes heavens and earth. When you have entered eternal life. This is eternal life. Knowing the one true God and the Christ Jesus is sent. You think how many entered it? Those who wait when they check from the body that they call dying. When I will die, I will go to heaven. How will you move when you've died then? You need to even get light. That when I will unclothe the body, me as the spirit, I've closed the heavenly body. I will go to heaven where life lives. That you have things of darkness. When I will die, I go to heaven. Dead bodies, do they move and walk? Yes.
It's
eternal life. Knowing the one true God and the Christ Jesus is
sent.
Now where we go as the new generation, we have to fill the world with knowledge of the one true God and the Christ Jesus is sent with his glory. Don't you do that? People will enter eternal life.
Are
going to save them from distractions as we've been saved today.
Amen.
To knowing Jesus Christ,
he said
it's the mystery meant to be known before the last trumpet is sounded, before it is blown. English speaks of blowing it. Sure. Revelation 10 is saying, let's read verse 7. Let's read. Now I'm concluding. I take like 40 minutes concluding. Revelation chapter 10, verse 7.
Naye munakuze dogozi lya malaika owo musanvu. Bwalibanga agendo ko munte kondere, ekyama kya Katonda, nekiryoka kituukirira, ng'enjiri bweri gye yabuulira abaddube bannabbi.
But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he has declared to his servants, the prophets. Yes. The seventh angel of the seventh trumpet is the one of the last trumpets. When you will be about to sound the trumpet, for still it's near, for this is revival and restoration, preparing for the coming back of Jesus. The mystery of God, the word of God, Jesus Christ, has to have been revealed as all the gospel is. All scriptures speak of him. All
have
been revealed, you know everything concerning them.
For
in the Colossians, he
said,
it
has
begun to be revealed the mystery. The apostles began on it there. Yes.
Let's
see, apostles began on it how?
Colossians
chapter 1, verse 24.
Kakano nsanyuse mu bibonobono byange. Kurwamwe era ntukirize ebibulako mukulabe nako kwa Kristo mu mubiri gwange olwo mubiri gwe ye kanisa.
Who now I rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up that which is behind the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church. Verse 25.
Nze gye nafuukira omuweereza waayo ng'obuwanika bwa Katonda bwe buli bwe naweebwa gye muli okutuukiriza ekigambo kya Katonda.
Of which I am made the minister according to the commission of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. Verse 26.
Ekyama ekyakwekebwa okuva edda n'edda n'emirembe n'emirembe naye kaakano kyolesebwa eri abatukuvu be.
Even the mystery which has been hid from ages, from generations, but now it's made manifest to his holy ones.
Verse
27.
Katonda bye yagala okutegeeza obugagga obw'ekitiibwa nti okutegeeza obugagga obw'ekitiibwa eky'ekyama kino bwe buli mu baamawanga. Echo ye Kristo mumwe esubi ery'ekitiibwa.
To whom God will make known what is the riches of the glory of his mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Yes. The mystery of God, the word of God, Jesus Christ. All scriptures speak of him. When they are revealed and they brought in light, and the mystery is finished. This mystery in it are riches of things in heaven and earth. They are within Christ Jesus. Praise Jesus much. Tomorrow, we are going to be seeing 7 groups of the priests, even their responsibilities in revealing the fullness of God and his glory. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening, believing, putting in action, and be ready
to
spread to others that God may reach a blessing to you, which is in Revelations chapter 1 verses 3 to 4, that bless those who hear the words of this book and reach on you the blessing. That's in the 2 Timothy chapter 2 and the verse 1 up to 3, that these words commit them the faithful people who will be able to spread to others. Spread them. God add your blessing. Preach to many others. You proclaim to them that God has standard strategies of fulfilling this worldwide promised call. And in this time on, we see harvesters of spirits through the two God heavenly governments on the earth. Now we see the 8 departments make up God heavenly governments on the earth,
as
still the department of the teaching priests. May God bless you as you wait for the next session. Thank you for coming.
Amen.